Welcome back to HDP Podcast, where we go beyond just strokes and strategy. Our mission is to change the culture of tennis, having one conversation at a time through a more positive and holistic approach. And if you guys can do me a big favor and hit subscribe, like, and share, that would be amazing. So today I have Jen on the pod, and this is really our first introduction, but I did hear you speak. You were one of the panelists at the USTA Women's Summit that Ashley ran, and I love that whole event. I thought every person that I met, every person that spoke was just such a positive influence in the tennis community. And then I've seen some of your social media and the fun and the joy that you bring. So I really love that side, Jen, that you bring to the tennis. Where are you from? Where did tennis start for you? And some of the opportunities and maybe some of the challenges on women's leagues as well.
Well, I started tennis in high school and I got this crazy notion. They made an announcement on the speaker and said, anybody who wants to join tennis, come out. And my school was not the most tennis friendly. And there were eight people who showed up on the team. And those eight people got to play. But my coach said, hey, bring your brother, your sister, whoever. And so I did. I brought my twin sister and I brought my older brother and we played tennis for the next 3 years and we got promptly addicted to it. So we really enjoyed it.
That's awesome.
But that's where I started.
Very cool. From there, did you ever play a little bit on a club team in college? I know you're on a women's league now. How did that evolve for you?
My senior year, I actually hurt my wrist, and so I wasn't able to play. I got a new racket, and I didn't know that there were different grip sizes. So that's what hurt my wrist. I didn't think I could play tennis. So I took 16 years off. In my mid-30s, my kids were getting older and I wanted something to do. My friend Melissa said, hey, you should start playing tennis. I play 5 times a week. And I told her, you're crazy. Why would anybody ever want to play tennis 5 times a week? Probably within a year, I was playing 5 times a week and on different leagues. And I enjoyed it so much. I got that feeling of accomplishment and just having fun out there.
Love that. And with tennis, like, what really brings that joy for you or that love for you in tennis? Is it like the friendships or just kind of getting out there and the strategy behind it? Or what is it for you?
Mostly it's the community. Okay. My sister used to be my junior year high school coach and she stopped playing also. And then she got ovarian cancer. And I had started to play tennis with my friends, and it was showed how cancer has touched so many lives. I have a team of 18 people on my 3-5 team. I captain the team, and half of them have been touched by breast cancer, ovarian cancer, skin cancer. They really came. They surrounded my family with love, and we had fundraisers, and we actually have the rally in the alley over at High Point, and we just support people in the community who have been touched by cancer.
Wow. Yeah, I can only imagine going through a tough time, how important community is in those situations and really being able to lean on people when you are, you know, even if you're not the actual one going through it, but knowing someone so dear to your heart that having that extra support is so helpful. And I do feel like tennis community is great. Anytime you're going through hard time, they will be there for you. And it's really amazing to see that. So I stepped away from tennis for a little bit. I've always kind of been in it. And when I got back into it, it was like, wow, this is great. Like, I love all these tennis people. Like, they're so positive most of the time. Of course, you'll have your, you know, Debbie Downers, but, you know, or negative Nancys. But for the most part, I feel like they're, you know, they're positive people and they're always wanting to push you. And I didn't realize how great that was. And I'm sorry to hear that. I hope everything is okay with your sister.
My sister passed in 2018, but thank you. But from that, I surrounded myself with a great group of people. And for the next 3 years, every year, I would get all the ladies on my team, as many who could come, and we would just go on trips. So we went to the BNP Paribas Open. We went to Austin to play in team. And then just from 2020, when that stopped and, you know, COVID started, I made it a goal to make 20 videos in 2020. And I ended up making 370 videos in 1 year.
Wow.
I think my Instagram Genuine Tennis is all about positivity and sharing the love and the accomplishment. And I never want to put anything negative out in the world. So that's just a little piece of my history.
Yeah, I do really love that you're always bringing that joy to tennis and that fun and that laughter. So yeah, what is your account so people could find you?
Sure. So my maiden name is Nguyen. And so Genuine Tennis, Genuine with a J.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. I like that. Now, kind of going into being on Women's League, and did you say you're the captain?
I'm the captain of, I'm only a 3-5. I'm not a coach. So I just enjoy helping my ladies, you know, go as far as they can. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's positive. I'm also on mixed teams, 7-0 and 8-0. And my 8-0 team last year went to nationals. So it was pretty great.
That's fun. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And then my 7-0 team just went to sectionals and we did pretty well.
Awesome.
But I think I'm a bit cursed. Ever since I took over captaining, I kind of inherited my team. Half my team has, you know, been there since, I don't know, 20 years. So I inherited the team. And since I inherited it, once I turned 40, we have not gone to sectionals. And so I'm maybe cursed. But with that, I'm just too nice. Everybody tells me, oh, you need to put your best players and play them all the time for the drama of it. I just want everybody to be happy. And so I think I accomplished that. So that's my accomplishment.
Well, I think that's great. I've never been one of the captains on a league before, but I've heard it can be a lot of drama, you know, and just obviously getting everyone scheduled together. Like there's a lot more management skills than you realize you need on some of these, you know, ladies leagues and your...
Yeah. When I used to be a retail manager for a books, music, and video store. And so I stopped being a manager when I turned 30 and I said, I never want to be a manager of 18-year-olds and, you know, being in charge of people's schedules. And here I am in charge of people's schedules who sometimes are twice my age. I mean, but it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's awesome, though, allowing each person to play. Of course, on the competitive side, everyone wants to win and go to sectionals. But I mean, really, the whole point of league is to like enjoy it and have that competition, but have fun out there and to enjoy it. So I think that's really cool that you allow everyone. I guess the whole management side, if there's anything that you would kind of want to share with some of those obstacles, if you want to go into it, if you don't, that's not a problem.
Well, for me, it's the tools that we have available. And currently I use the program Match Time, which is team league management. And so everybody can put in their availability. They can say if they want to play, if they don't want to play, they can tell you left-handed, right-handed, I prefer deuce, I only want to play singles, I only want to play doubles. So I think it's a great tool right now that we're using for league.
Awesome. That's really cool. And then how often do you guys still play together a lot when it's not in season?
Well, my team a little bit different. We practice every week just to keep our skills up. But when league starts, we play once a week. So at least once a week. So it can get a little bit cumbersome, especially if you're on multiple teams like we are. Mm-hmm. League players usually play 3-5 and 4-0 or 4-0 and 4-5. Whatever they can, they play up. And it's fun to play up. I always say playing up is for fun. Yes. I play at my level for competition. I mean, I'm always having fun on the court. At my work, actually, yesterday, my boss challenged me to a grudge match, and he doesn't play tennis, he plays pickleball. And I was like, oh, I'll beat you, no problem, you know. So I got a newbie, a guy who has played maybe twice in his life, and I was like, we'll beat you. And we did not win. But we had so much fun. We were just laughing the whole time. I mean, that's what it's all about for me. I don't partake in the drama just because I like to protect my own peace.
That's key right there. I mean, I think a lot of people could learn from that, actually, especially just with a lot of the crazies going on in the world. So I love that, actually. Protecting your own peace is so important. What do you feel like? I know you mentioned community. Even with playing in the league, what do you feel like tennis, you know, has taught you? What do you feel like some of the lessons from tennis?
It always teaches me patience.
Mm.
And keeping my mind calm. I'm kind of like a Labrador or a black lab. My black lab, his name is Oliver. He just sees ball, hits ball, you know? So that becomes my motto on the court. See ball, hit ball, see ball, hit ball. Because if I try to put all of the troubles in the world or troubles in my life or at work, you know, once I step on that court, I can just play the game. Sometimes there can be drama if you know, your opponents are not being nice or they're not having a great day. You know, you got to give them grace and then just, you know, hit the ball.
Yeah.
That's kind of my focus on the ball, focus on their racket. That's all you got to do.
Love that. Very simplified. I think a lot of people could take something from that. A lot of times we can make tennis super complex, but just simplifying it to those basics is great. And having that patience, I feel like I wish I had more patience when I played.
Each their own through the day. Some people are so competitive. I mean, line calls are just insane. Like, are you sure? That's the question that, you know, can be fighting words really on the court. Are you sure?
Yeah.
If you're not sure, you know, they, when in doubt, call it in. Like, if you didn't see it, just call it in.
Yeah.
Because I also believe in karma. If they call my ball out on purpose, their next ball might not be in. Okay. Not that I'm going to call it wrong, but it just shows me if they call fair lines, it's a good match.
Yeah, I love that. I remember sometimes when I played in the juniors growing up in Florida and the cheating was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Really bad. Sadly, Florida, I feel like, is known for cheating. It's known for a lot of other things, but I feel like it's known for cheating. You learn at a young age how to adapt. And in some ways, it is good because, like, life isn't fair all the time. So how do you adapt to when life isn't feeling fair to you? And, you know, I feel like you always have to fight it. Like, that can get really tiring and exhausting. But if you learn to adapt and find your own, like you said, patience, or just kind of moving on to the next point and keeping it simple, if you kind of approach that in some ways to life, it can really help you. You know, looking now, you know, in my adult life, when I hear some with people bullying or some of those things, like, tennis taught me how to handle that stuff and how to deal with that adversity, where I feel like, you know, nowadays kids kind of actually miss a little bit of that you learn from playing, right? It's like that adversity from playing. When we do have bullying, it's like they don't know what to do anymore, instead of actually trying to adapt to what is happening, because that can happen later on in your career, even as an adult. Sometimes those things never go away. How do you handle that? And if you're just always kind of just saying, you know, it's okay, you know, that doesn't really teach anyone anything, you know, or if you feel like you just have to fight back every time, that also doesn't teach anyone anything all the time. And being able to maneuver through each situation, that's what I always loved about tennis, was really as a metaphor for life and how you can handle things, because you're really dealing with people in a competitive situation, which can bring out the best in people, but it can also bring out the worst in people.
It sure can.
Yeah.
My daughter played in high school, and she always had a positive attitude, and her record for, I think, her senior year was 1-8. And so she lost 8. And in those 8, they were all third set tiebreakers, 2.5 to 3 hour long matches, and just grinding it out. But I tell you, in the last half hour, she's dancing on the baseline. She is just enjoying herself, because for her, you can't get that time back playing high school tennis against really great players and people who have just started to learn to play. You have to manage yourself. You have to manage your emotions. You have to manage the score. I always told her to kind of correct yourself within the match, within the lines. If you're hitting the ball out, make those lines 1 foot closer so that you will make it inside. She was just always having fun and a great attitude. She played off me, but I also played off her and her positivity. Now she's a coach. So she teaches big kids and beginner adults. So
that's so cool. I love that. And too, you know, when you were saying that, you know, losing, also learning how to lose and for her to still have a good attitude, like, that can really, the kid internally, if they really internalize those losses to the degree that it affects their their identity, right? Because that does happen, or their self-worth. So to hear that that didn't right. happen to her is really amazing. It says a lot about her and probably you as a mom too, and instilling in her certain things, because that does happen a lot with kids. And whether it's high school level or a national level, you know, a lot of the time kids will tie their self-worth to those losses. But the fact that she didn't do that really says a lot. And that's awesome that she is coaching now. So that I can only imagine she's making such a positive impact in those kids' lives.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jen. I really appreciate you coming on today and sharing your story. If you guys like these tennis tales, please like, share, and subscribe.